Hey, everybody, Matt here. And, you know, I just feel like it's really important to kind of share with you my testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Maybe not so much why I think anything is true or why it's not true or whatever the case may be. But I think it would help you better understand where I'm coming from here. Okay. I grew up in a very small town, rural church in Texas. My childhood was full of this warm, fairly close-knit Southern Baptist community, right? I remember when I was 10 years old and I was baptized into the Southern Baptist faith, I felt surrounded by people who genuinely loved and cared for me. And there were these echoes of hymns, and everybody was so happy, and it was just this great thing, right? I went to church on Wednesday night, Sunday night. I mean, all points in between, right? And this felt so perfect for me. And in my young mind, these were absolute truths. But as I grew older, there were those seeds of doubt. That simple, unwavering faith that I had in my childhood started to clash with the complexities of the world and questions that arise as we step out into adulthood. During this time in my life, I discovered a Christian musician and poet and thinker. His name was Rich Mullins. And he was very candid about his own doubts and the evolving nature of faith. And this all struck a chord with me. Rich Mullins' willingness to question and seek and understand was a real breath of fresh air in my really suffocating life. And even though he worshiped God, he worshiped Jesus, he knew Jesus on a very personal level. But to Rich Mullins, the Jesus that he knew was something very different than the Jesus that I knew. If you don't know the story of Rich Mullins, Rich was killed in a car accident several years ago in Kansas. But entering the 2000s, we saw this transformation within the Baptist community, and it kind of evolved into the evangelicals today. And there was this shift towards just telling people what they wanted to hear, make them feel good, you know? This shift towards a prosperity doctrine and the style of worship that emphasized the emotional uplift over spiritual depth. Churches, as we know them today, a lot of the bigger churches and not so many of the big cities. I mean, these are in small towns too. They evolved into campuses, and services became kind of like rock concerts, and everyone just seemed united in this glossy portrayal of faith, if you will. But somewhere within all this togetherness, I began to feel increasingly isolated. My imperfections as a human being were magnifying my doubts about belonging. Like many of us, like you, probably, this led to a real period of alienation and led me to explore other Christian traditions and even question whether or not there was a God, because if there was a God, why could everybody see him so differently? And why were there all these crazy rules and traditions and everything else in place? The solemn beauty that I found within the Anglican and the Catholic rituals, they really captivated me because of their reverence for tradition, and I felt them drawing me closer to Jesus in a way that as a Southern Baptist, I had never experienced. But even in these sacred places, I sensed a disconnect. Almost like if someone was going through the motions rather than genuinely engaging their faith. I've had another experience with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, if you will. I have, man, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful tradition, beautiful Christian tradition. I have nothing negative to say about this Christian faith. And I know that a lot of people do. Through the friendships with the membership of the church there, it introduced me to a community that exemplified kindness and commitment. But there are some theological discrepancies and historical concerns that have fully prevented me from embracing this path. Some of their church history and some of the doctrine within the Doctrine and Covenants, very, very questionable when it comes to biblical foundations, theological foundations. And the questions that I had there always go back to just pray about it. And I get it. I get it. I get it. And I'm not saying anything bad about it. And I'm not saying that there's no truth to anything that they teach. That's not what we do here. This is about being objective. Okay? But these theological indifferences in these, some of these doctrines and some of the church history really causes one some concern. And I'm not saying that it's not right. I'm just saying it's a point to be questioned. But at some point in my life, I've had this chance, this beautiful chance to know God and to know Jesus, to question it, to turn my back completely on it, and then to come back full circle with it. You know, the disillusioned by the politicization and commercialization of American religious institutions, regardless of what they are, I returned to a core of the Christian faith, the teachings of Jesus himself. Now, this journey back to the basics has helped me realize the human imperfections in all traditions and doctrines, which are all man-made. This realization, it was liberating to me. It really began to shift my focus from seeking perfection in religious institutions to following the perfect example of Christ. So, if you're listening to this, today my testimony is not about urging conversion and adherence to specific doctrine or traditions. It's about embodying the love of Christ. You do you. Okay? And there's a place out there, I'm sure, for you. This is about reaching out to the hurting, the lost, the confused, the outcast. It's about living authentically in the spirit of Jesus, who embraced all of this without judgment. You know, my journey has taught me that faith is not all about having answers to everything, but seeking the love of Christ and sharing the love of Christ with people. It's about openness and compassion and having the hard conversations without judgment and without thinking that I am totally autocratically right and that I must convert every single person out there to my faith. This is a path that I, an imperfect human being, am trying to walk every single day. Not to prove that I'm right, but to live rightly in the eyes of the Lord. It's really that simple. My friends, in sharing my testimony with you, my hope is that it resonates with those who feel adrift in their faith, and those who grapple with doubts, and those who seek a more genuine connection with Jesus. I want you and I to journey together in faith, not bound by the confines of perfect doctrine or perfect traditions or what we within the walls of a church believe to be true. I want this to be guided by the perfect love of Christ, which goes beyond all of our human frailties, and it unites us with his divine purpose. So now you know a little bit more about me and my thoughts and my way of thinking. Because friends, I'm not right and I'm not wrong. I'm just a guy on a journey, just like you. And if you've got a problem, I want you to know that I love you. If you're an alcoholic, if you're LGBTQ, if you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, if you're a communist, I love you. And I want you to know that no matter who you are, there's room for you. And somewhere out there, there's a place that won't judge you, try to convert you, or tell you that you're constantly wrong because you have questions or doubts. I don't know where that place is. I just know that it exists in one place. And that's in the authentic, genuine love of Jesus the Christ. That simple. Thank you for allowing me to have this conversation with you. And if you have questions, shoot me an email. Drop me a message. Let's talk about it. I'm open to it. And no judgment coming from me. It is what it is. Keep up the faith of Jesus Christ. And keep loving people like Jesus loved them. Because no doctrine, no politics, no ideals, no man-made traditions can be better than that. I'll see you.